Ladies and gentlemen, this is possibly the biggest information drop since Edward Snowden. And it is physically bigger than the Edward Snowden drop. But what I mean by the biggest information drop is the CIA created its own NSA. Now, while this information has been tossed around, of course, there hasn't been all that much evidence to finally prove just how big the hacking schemes of the CIA actually is, we could finally prove it. WikiLeaks press release. Today, Tuesday, the 7th of March, 2017. WikiLeaks begins its new series of leaks on the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, codenamed Vault 7. By WikiLeaks, it is the largest ever publication of confidential documents on the agency. The first full part of the series, Year Zero, comprises 8,761 documents and files from an isolated high-security network situated inside the CIA's Center for Cyber Intelligence in Langley, Virginia. It follows an introductory disclosure last month of CIA targeting French political parties and candidates in the lead-up to the 2012 presidential elections. Recently, the CIA lost control of the majority of its hacking arsenal, including malware, viruses, trojans, weaponized zero-day exploits, malware remote control systems, and associated documentation. The CIA has a massive, folks, this is a massive hacking arsenal, and they have lost control of it. The fallout, it could be detrimental. Just hang on. This extraordinary collection, which amounts to more than several hundred million lines of code, gives its possessor the entire hacking capacity of the CIA. The archive appears to have been circulated among former U.S. government hackers and contractors in an unauthorized manner, one of whom has provided WikiLeaks with portions of the archive. Year Zero introduces the scope and direction of the CIA's global covert hacking program, its malware arsenal, and dozens of zero-day weaponized exploits against a wide range of U.S. and European company products, include Apple's iPhone, Google's Android, and Microsoft's Windows, and even Samsung TVs, which are turned into covert microphones. Since 2001, the CIA has gained political budgetary preeminence over the U.S. National Security Agency, or the NSA. The CIA found itself building not just its now infamous drone fleet, but a very different type of covert globe-spanning force, its own substantial fleet of hackers. The agency's hacking division freed it from having to disclose its often controversial operations to the NSA, its primary bureaucratic rival, in order to draw on the NSA's hacking capacities. By the end of 2016, the CIA's hacking division, which formerly falls under the agency's Center for Cyber Intelligence, or CCI, had over 5,000 registered users and had produced more than 1,000 hacking systems, trojans, viruses, and other weaponized malware. Such is the scale of the CIA's undertaking that by 2016, its hackers had utilized more code than that used to run Facebook. Facebook covers how many people? How many people have a Facebook account? Let's put it that way. Think about the scope of this. Facebook has over, I think it's 2 billion accounts. And the CIA's, let me read it again. The CIA's 5,000 registered users had produced more than 1,000 hacking systems, and they have used more code than that used to run Facebook. So Facebook has roughly 2 billion accounts, right? That's a lot of code to run that program, to run this, the application, blah, blah, blah. But the CIA has an even bigger system than Facebook. There is just not really a big way to grasp just how big this is. A lot of people have guessed at how big it is, but this is huge. This is gigantic. The CIA had created, in effect, its own NSA. With even less accountability and without publicly answering the question as to whether such a massive budgetary spend on duplicating the capabilities of a rival agency could be justified. In a statement to WikiLeaks, the source details policy questions that they say urgently need to be debated in public, including whether the CIA's hacking capabilities exceed its mandated powers and the problem of public oversight of the agency. The source wishes to initiate a public debate about the security, creation, use, proliferation, and democratic control of cyber weapons. Once a single cyber weapon is loose, it can spread around the world in seconds, faster than a physical weapon, obviously. But it can also be used by rival states, the cyber mafia, and teenage hackers as well. Think about how big that is and how bad that is. Once one of these cyber weapons is loose, rival states can use it, the cyber mafia can use it, teenage hackers, blah, 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 you get it. Julian Assange, WikiLeaks editor, stated that there is an extreme proliferation risk in the development of cyber weapons. Comparisons can be drawn between the uncontrolled proliferation of such weapons, which results from the inability to contain them combined with their high market value and the global arms trade. But the significance of Year Zero goes well beyond the choice between cyber war and cyber peace. The disclosure is also exceptional from a political, legal, and forensic perspective. WikiLeaks has carefully reviewed the Year Zero disclosure and published substantive CIA documentation while avoiding the distribution of armed cyber weapons until a consensus emerges on the technical and political nature of the CIA's program and how such weapons should be analyzed, disarmed, and published. WikiLeaks has also decided to redact and anonymize some identifying information in Year Zero for an in-depth analysis. Here's a lot of the analysis. The CIA malware targets iPhone, Android, and smart TVs. CIA malware and hacking tools are built by EDG, Engineering Development Group, a software development group within CCI, Center for Cyber Intelligence, a department belonging to the CIA's DDI, Directorate for Digital Innovation. The DDI is one of five major directorates of the CIA. There's an organizational chart. Let's have a look at that one real quick here. We'll go back to this. Here is the chart right here. So we've got the CIA. I can't really read it. There we go. Directorate of Intelligence, Directorate of Digital Innovation, Directorate of Operations, Directorate of Science and Technology, Directorate of Support. And of course, Office of Technical Readiness, OED. Now, of course, they're focused on the CCI Cyber for Center for Cyber Intelligence, OSE, Open Source Enterprise. You go down here, EDG, Physical Access Group, AED, Applied Engineering Division, Operational Support Branch, Embedded Devices Branch, Automated Implants Branch, Remote Development Branch, and Mobile Development Branch. Now, of course, the SED, which has question marks underneath it, Network Devices Branch. I mean, this is massive. A lot of people have guessed how big this is, but I mean, this is huge. The EDG is responsible for the development, testing, and operational support of all backdoors, exploits, malicious payloads, trojans, viruses, and any other kind of malware used by the CIA and its covert operations worldwide. The increasing sophistication of surveillance techniques has drawn comparisons with George Orwell's 1984, but Weeping Angel, developed by the CIA's Embedded Devices Branch, which infests smart TVs, transforming them into covert microphones, is surely its most emblematic realization. We just have to ask the question, why do they need all of this data? Most of the time, people aren't talking about committing crimes against the government, but yet the TVs, the phones, the computers, they're all watching and listening at the same damn time. Why do they need all of this data? My opinion is, what are they teaching? What system are they teaching to understand all of our data at once? They have the systems big enough. But the question is, how big's the artificial intelligence behind it all? What else have we not really uncovered? What else has yet to come out? The attack against Samsung smart TVs was developed in cooperation with the United Kingdom's MI5 BTSS after infestation. Weeping Angel places the target TV in a fake off mode so that the owner falsely believes the TV is off when it is on. In fake off mode, the TV operates as a bug, recording conversations in the room and sending them over the internet to a covert CIA server. As of October 2014, the CIA was also looking at infecting the vehicle control systems used by modern cars and trucks. The purpose of such control is not specified, but it would permit the CIA to engage in nearly undetectable assassinations. How many people could they assassinate with the vehicle control systems? You know, it increasingly is becoming more evident. Don't go get the newest car, folks. Go buy an old one that works. The CIA's mobile devices branch, MDB, developed numerous attacks to remotely hack and control popular smartphones. Infected phones can be instructed to send the CIA the user's geolocation, audio, and text communications, as well as covertly activate the phone's camera and microphone. Before we go into this, but I got one more thing to say about these vehicle control systems. You know, in 2 years, we're talking about totally automated cars. The computer drives for you, self-driving cars and blah, blah, blah. And we have a CIA that can infect the vehicle control system. But here's the problem. What if somebody else got their hands on that malware? The casualties, I imagine, would be enormous. We've known how hacked these phones are. Despite iPhone's minority share of 14.5% of the global smartphone market in 2016, a specialized unit in the CIA's mobile development branch produces malware to infest, control, and exfiltrate data from iPhones and other Apple products running iOS, such as iPads. CIA's arsenal includes numerous local and remote zero days, developed by the CIA or obtained from GCHQ, NSA, FBI, or purchased from cyber arms contractors such as Bait Shop. The disproportionate focus on iOS may be explained by the popularity of the iPhone among social, political, diplomatic, and business elites. A similar unit targets Google's Android, which is used to run the majority of the world's smartphones, which is roughly 85%, including Samsung, HTC, and Sony. 1.15 billion Android-powered phones were sold last year. Year zero shows that as of 2016, the CIA had 24 weaponized Android zero days, which it has developed itself and obtained from GCHQ, NSA, and cyber arms contractors. These techniques permit the CIA to bypass the encryption of WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, Weibo, Confide, and Cloakman by hacking the smartphones that they run on and collecting audio and message traffic before encryption is applied. CIA malware targets Windows, OS X, Linux, and routers. The CIA also runs a very substantial effort to infect and control Microsoft Windows users with its malware. This includes multiple local and remote weaponized zero days. Now, of course, we know about Microsoft's own malware, which is the Windows 10. If you don't have Windows 10, how many times is it going to bug you to make you upgrade? Now, I was trying to make light of a bad situation, but this includes multiple local and remote weaponized zero days, air gap jumping viruses such as Hammer Drill, which infects software distribution on CDs and DVDs, infectors for removable media such as USBs, systems to hide data in images, or in covert disk areas, Brutal Kangaroo, and to keep its malware infestations going. Many of these infection efforts are pulled together by the CIA's Automated Implant Branch, which has developed several attack systems for automated infestation and control of CIA malware, such as Assassin and Medusa. Attacks against internet infrastructure and web servers are developed by the CIA's Network Devices Branch, NDB. You know what? Instead of looking at the teenage hackers that are around the globe, when certain large companies such as Twitter go down, we ought to start looking at the CIA. The CIA has developed automated multi-platform malware attack and control systems covering Windows, Mac, OS X, Solaris, Linux, and more, such as EDB's Hive and the related Cutthroat and Swindle tools, which are described in the example section below. CIA hoarded vulnerabilities. In the wake of Edward Snowden's leaks about the NSA, the U.S. technology industry secured a commitment from the Obama administration that the executive would disclose on an ongoing basis, rather than hoard, serious vulnerabilities, exploits, bugs, or zero days to Apple, Google, Microsoft, and other U.S.-based manufacturers. Serious vulnerabilities, not disclosed to the manufacturers, places huge swaths of the population and critical infrastructure at risk to foreign intelligence or cyber criminals who independently discover or hear rumors of the vulnerability. If the CIA can discover such vulnerabilities, so can others. The U.S. government's commitment to the vulnerabilities equities process came after significant lobbying by U.S. technology companies who risk losing their share of the global market over real, perceived, hidden vulnerabilities. The government stated that it would disclose all pervasive vulnerabilities discovered after 2010 on an ongoing basis. Year Zero documents show that the CIA breached the Obama administration's commitments. Many of the vulnerabilities used in the CIA's cyber arsenal are pervasive, and some may already have been found by rival intelligence agencies or cyber criminals. As an example, specific CIA malware revealed in Year Zero is able to penetrate, infest, and control both the Android and iPhone software that runs or has run presidential Twitter accounts. The CIA attacks this software by using undisclosed security vulnerabilities or zero days possessed by the CIA. But if the CIA can hack these phones, then so can everyone else who has obtained or discovered the vulnerability. As long as the CIA keeps these vulnerabilities concealed from Apple and Google, who make the phones, they will not be fixed and the phones will remain hackable. The same vulnerabilities exist for the population at large, including the U.S. Cabinet, Congress, top CEOs, system administrators, security officers, and engineers. By hiding these security flaws from manufacturers like Apple and Google, the CIA ensures that it can hack everyone and at the expense of leaving everyone hackable. Now, of course, we know Apple and Google are in bed with the CIA. Cyber war programs are a serious proliferation risk. Cyber weapons are not possible to keep under effective control, while nuclear proliferation has been restrained by the enormous costs and visible infrastructure involved in assembling enough fissile material to produce a critical nuclear mass. Cyber weapons, once developed, are very hard to retain. Cyber weapons are, in fact, just computer programs which can be pirated like any other. Since they are entirely comprised of information, they can be copied quickly with no marginal cost. Securing such weapons is particularly difficult, since the same people who develop and use them, have the skills to exfiltrate copies without leaving traces, sometimes by using the very same weapons against the organizations that contain them. U.S. Consulate in Frankfurt is a covert CIA hacker base. In addition to its operations in Langley, Virginia, the CIA also uses the U.S. consulate in Frankfurt, as a covert base for its hackers covering Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. CIA hackers operating out of Frankfurt Consulate Center for Cyber Intelligence Europe, or CCIE, are given diplomatic black passports and State Department cover. The instructions for incoming CIA hackers make Germany's counterintelligence efforts appear inconsequential. Breeze through German customs because you have cover for your action story down pat, and all they did was stamp your passport. Two earlier WikiLeaks publications give further detail on CIA approaches to customs and secondary screening procedures. Once in Frankfurt, CIA hackers can travel without further border checks to the 25 European countries that are part of the Schengen open border area, including France, Italy, and Switzerland. A number of the CIA's electronic attack methods are designed for physical proximity. These attack methods are able to penetrate high security networks that are disconnected from the internet, such as police record databases. In these cases, a CIA officer, agent, or allied intelligence officer, acting under instructions, physically infiltrates the targeted workplace. The attacker is provided with a USB containing malware developed for the CIA for this purpose, which is inserted into the targeted computer. The attacker then infects and exfiltrates data to removable media. For example, the CIA attack system Fine Dining provides 24 decoy applications for CIA spies to use to witness witnesses. The spy appears to be running a program showing videos, VLC, presenting slides, Prezi, playing a computer game, Breakout 2, 2048, or even running a fake virus scanner, Kaspersky, McAfee, Sophos. But while the decoy application is on the screen, the underlying system is automatically infected and ransacked. It just keeps going. This is absolutely massive. The CIA has created its own NSA. Let me know what you think. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on.